Everyone, and welcome to day 21. We made it. It's day 21. Oh my goodness gracious. This is such, I don't even have words for it. It's momentous. You made it. It's momentous. You made it. It's day 21, man. 21 straight days. And some of you are listening in the future, and you may have gone at a different pace, and that's okay. You know, we've already talked about divine pace and divine tempo, and whatever pace you've gone through this program, you've made it to this moment. You've made it to a moment of completion. You've made it to a moment of this is a stepping off point. This is a being pushed out of the nest point. And this is where today you will fly. And I mean that literally. You're about to fly. So congratulations. Well done. Congratulations and well done. I'm so darn proud of you. You've committed to something. And you've taken it on. And it hasn't necessarily been the easiest journey. I recognize that. When we commit to something, especially something that is going for the deep levels of unwinding the core beliefs that have been a habit for decades, and the universe, which is you, is using it to deliver likely some resistance so that you went to the, many of you have been sharing, you had to go to the Neural Pathway Gym almost every single day during this program. And you did it. You made it. You kept going. You took the next step and the next step, and you committed and played and danced in the new possibilities. Okay, so there's a little yoga thing I'd like you to do right now. Okay, you're going to take your hand. You're going to put a palm up. And then you're going to reach over your chest, and you're going to pat yourself on your back. Yay me! I'm kind of kidding. But yeah, pat yourself on your back, man. We're here, and we're different. We're here, and there's been an expansion. We're here, and there's still a journey ahead. We're here, and we're not cured, because there is no cure. Because you know what a cure means? A cure means you're broken. You're not broken. There's no destination on this journey. There is the amazing adventures that we are on, the powerful experiment, science experiments we created for our soul. And we're still dancing along that path, but we have some new tools now. We have a whole bunch of new tools. I shared them in your homework today. I'll just rhyme some of them off. You have your stress alleviation strategies. You have your focus on just the facts. You have the many moments of spontaneous transformation sessions and what you claimed, you know, the need expressed, what you claimed at the end. You claimed your true self. You can reflect back on all of those because they are momentous. They're stakes in the ground. You rebirthed and repatterned your life, and you can tap into that repatterned life when your soul didn't forget. You can tap into and use the neutral no whenever you need to. The power ball of healing is there for you. You can use Ho'oponopono to forgive yourself and forgive others. You can access the divine tempo of tempo and pace of your soul. You have access to that now. You can move into your divine qualities and wear them and activate them every single day. So much here. You can access and embody the other version of you. You remember in the alternate universe that was in the universe, is that particular earth is in a state of love. You can still access that energy anytime. It's merged within you. There's a connection there now. You can move into and align with your divine supply. That was day 20. You can tap into the space of you, the place where you can pause and make a new choice. all of these things is creating more and more and more capacity, more space. And when there is this space, there is this ability to pause, this ability to be in choice in that pause. And within that space of choice is freedom. Freedom. You can notice now when you're complaining and change the dynamics of that. You can regularly now point at what's right. Your vision is starting to go there. You're starting to create a habit of what's right in your life. And I hope that you continue every day before you get up or before you go to bed or both, you capture what was right with your day, okay, from here on in. You can do the spontaneous transformation technique whenever resistant upset or reaction shows up. And you can do this program again. You can find the spontaneous transformation techniques in the program. We did a lot of them. And just go and listen to it when something shows up. You can go to the Neural Pathway Gym. You can use the circumstances and resistance of your life as a point of access to do any of those above, and there's more. There's more than just that list. So you've got this amazing soul toolkit that's going to take you from here forward in a way that will make everything different. So what all of those things do, when you, it creates capacity and space, and you now have responsibility. You are now responsible for your life in every way, shape, or form. And what that means is you now have an ability to respond. And again, with that ability to respond, you have choice. And with choice comes freedom. And with all of that combined, it's creating a new universe. The fabric of your very universe is changing. Do you remember we talked about way, way, way back, 3 years ago on day one? Kind of feels like that long ago, doesn't it? We've compressed a lot into 21 days. 3 years ago on day 21, when we started here, that it felt like we were at the effect of our life, and now we are in command of our life, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. We're going to do a little journey in just a minute. So back on day one, just tap back into that person, and we get to have compassion for that version of us, because they were doing the best they could, and if they could have done better, they would have. And now we have tools to do better for ourselves. And so remember back on that day one, we talked about the universe and talked about how the little boy and the story of the little boy and the dog, and how he created a whole bunch of beliefs. Oops, I messed up my hair. He created a whole bunch of beliefs. And those beliefs are running in the unconscious and will continue to until we allow those parts of us to unwind, until we go to the core and help them unwind. And what those beliefs do is they create this fabric of our universe. And remember we talked about, imagine the universe is like this ball, our universe. Each one of us has our own individual universe, and the fabric of that universe is based on our beliefs. And so the resonant vibration that is creating our universe is based on what we think. It's based on what we're pointing at. And so anyone who enters our universe has no choice but to respond to the universal laws of our beliefs. And so what's happening now with all of these tools, what's happening now in this space, what's happening now in the capacity that you now have, which creates choice, which creates freedom in every given moment, you are changing the fabric of your universe. Whoa, this big, powerful zhuzh of love that came in here just now. Whoa. You have changed the fabric of your very universe. And what that means now is that your beliefs have changed. You have choice. You have space. And so everyone who comes into your universe is now responding to that. And this is how your circumstances will change. This is how your circumstances will change. Isn't that cool? You will change your circumstances by continuing to play in these concepts, in these choices. You will change your circumstances by continuing to play in these circumstances. You will change your circumstances more and more and more by remembering who you are. By remembering who you are. Remembering your amazing qualities. And the circumstances have to match. So you are creating a new match that creates a new life. Your relationships will be changing. Your financial situation will be changing. It can't help but. And the key is to keep going. The key is to keep going. Now, of course, I have a way. It ends tonight, the $100 off. I'm going to mention it now because it is the way, a really cool way to keep going, which is the spontaneous transformation training. You can learn the system of healing. Now, that might sound a little dry, but you will heal along the way. And it will be a different, it's a slightly gentler incline than what we've done in the 21 days. This was an intensive. The spontaneous transformation training is not an intensive. It is a gentle, beautiful class. There's 6 classes and some bonuses, and I'm going to be doing some Facebook Live videos as well. And it is at your pace. The 6 classes and the bonuses are already recorded. I'll be adding some Facebook Lives here and there. And you've also got a new community, the spontaneous transformation community there that you can play with and grow with. And it's going to be constantly growing. Fresh meat all the time. You're going to practice with each other. You're going to get to know each other. So that's trainingstt.com. The $100 off ends today on day 21. And this is your chance to continue the journey. And truly, one of the things that I was about to share with you is really focusing on not losing this momentum. And I think spontaneous transformation technique, learning it, understanding it, and being attuned isn't a really powerful STT attunement that we initiate first and we polish it as we go. It's really refined and opens something within you. It's kind of cool. I'm just tapping into the chorus. Oh, it's so lovely. So it's a gentle process. You can go at your own pace. It's an online study course. It's already there waiting for you. You can start now. You can start in 3 months. So if you want to get the discount today and then start in a couple months, it totally works. So trainingstt.com. And I keep trying to get to a point here. The point is that's the neural pathway gym. Spontaneous transformation is a powerful neural pathway gym for you. You can use the resistance that's showing up. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this, but there's quite a bit of resistance on the planet at the moment. I don't think it's going to magically end anytime soon. And that's part of why you're in this course. You're in this course because you're a catalyst. Sorry, you are. You're on the front edge of the curve. You are part of the 10% that will change this whole thing. I mentioned that in the email today, that I believe you're part of the 10%. I believe that, and 10% is this notion of critical mass, that 10% is all that's needed to change the whole thing. And I believe, I really do, and of course the belief helps to fuel the system, that the spontaneous transformation system is something that is gifted through me, through you, through me, to humanity at this time to be the 10%. And it's not just my system. There's lots of other systems out there that are like this, but you happen to be here in this moment. So I suspect that this is here for you. And so it's your neural pathway gym. And know that resistance is going to continue. And now you have all of these amazing tools, including spontaneous transformation. So I hope you'll join the program, trainingstt.com. I'm going to leave it at that. Thanks for letting me interject that there. I really appreciate it. So neural pathway gym, though. So remember that, because there's going to be times in your future when you're going to forget some of these tools, because something's going to show up. So if you remember nothing else, just remember your power. Remember your divine slice of divinity, that you are divinity itself. Remember that the circumstances of your life are here because you're ready. Remember that in those moments. And remember to just feel in the moment. Now, I want to just clarify something. If you have some kind of serious trauma, and I've said this already, but I'm going to say it one more time. If you have some kind of serious trauma that happens, great loss, someone passes away or there's an accident or someone you love has an accident, and you are in the midst of it, feel it. That is not the time to do spontaneous transformation. That is not neuropathway gym time. That's not the time to go to the gym. When you are injured or have a cold, you don't go to the gym, okay? So what you do instead is really feel whatever you're feeling. Feel it. So that's an opportunity to not create any more walnuts. That's an opportunity to just feel, okay? So all of us are going to experience something like that because none of us are getting out of here alive, right? So all of us are going to experience loss, and just remember these words. Just feel it. Just be in it. Just be you in it, however that looks. And everyone does it differently. And so if you see someone going through something, you have no idea what they're going through. You have no idea why they're behaving the way they're behaving. And you would say, I would never do that no matter what happened. You don't know. You don't know if they're going through grief or loss. Have compassion for them. Honor what their experience is. And let me tell you, this stuff comes back to us when we do it. When something happens with us, we will be honored. And we'll get to a point, too, that even in the midst of loss, we'll have this knowing that it's all okay. I think when my sister passed, I had that knowing. It was awful. Oh, my God, it was the worst thing I could ever imagine happening in my whole life. And I knew. And all the mantra I kept saying is, I trust the process, I trust the process, I trust the process. That's all I could say. For days and weeks and months, that's all I could say. But I had the capacity to do that. And I have even more capacity now for whatever's showing up, because it's a wild, intense time even in my life right now. And I know that it's all going to be okay. And that's the other thing. You know, just know it's all going to be okay. Good. There's a beautiful still point here right now. This is one of those pauses that we get to marinate in, revel in. Now, I was trying to think, how on earth am I going to finish this amazing journey off? How on earth can I top the last 4 days? The last 4 days have been just remarkable. And it happened. It came to me because on Master Healing Membership site, I have a monthly spontaneous transformation call. And what we did yesterday on that call is the last day of day 21. So there's a couple of you here that are going to experience it again. And it was just such a gift. It was such a gift. So, and for anyone who's interested in Masterworks Healing, that's masterworkshealing.com/special. That'll get you there. That'll get you the discount page. Okay. So we're going to go on a little journey, and we're probably going to go a little long today on day 21. Because I don't want it to end. How about you? And I kind of want it to end, but I don't want it to end. Are you in the same boat? Yeah. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Right in this moment, just feel the moment. Feel the moment. Feel the magnificent moment. And feel you in the moment. Sense you in this beautiful moment. Sense you in the moment. Yeah. Remember your qualities. Remember your divine qualities. Remember the sliver of divinity that you are and the qualities that make up that sliver. Just think about that for a moment. Tap into it. Feel it. And feel yourself in the moment in those qualities. That's it. And we're going to go to the white space, the beautiful white space, that place where there is concentrated love. There are no conditions, no expectations, no attachments, pure neutral love, the still point, concentrated still point. And go to that place. And as you're in that beautiful place of being, pure being, pure stillness, of pure neutral love, you're going to take a stance, kind of like a martial arts stance. And you're going to just feel yourself grounding into this power stance. That's it. And as you feel your power stance, you feel your connection. You feel your connection to above. And as you feel that connection, there's like an ignition and activation that happens that creates a flow of energy into you. And it moves down one side of the body. And then you notice that you notice your connection down. And that noticing creates a ignition. And that ignition turns on an energy that is now flowing up into your body on the other side. And then there's a commingling of it somewhere in your body where it kind of flows around. That's it. And as you feel this movement, you can feel that there is something happening. It's as if there's like, it's like you're a power cell that's creating a self-fulfilling energy cycle. For those of you who know this, it's called the toroidal field. And you can feel this, and if you don't, you can Google this afterwards if you'd like. Toroidal field, and it's creating this beautiful power cell of energy that is a self-fulfilling power source. And it's been turned on and activated. And in that turning on and activation, it is balancing things. And it's starting to balance your beautiful chakras. And your chakras start to line up. And you'll notice that it starts with the base chakra, where this tiny little point of red, of a red dot, is kind of like the focal point. And it focuses towards the back of your spine. And it's as if there's something that it just goes click, and it clicks in exactly where it's needed. And as it clicks in exactly where it needs, there's a slight expansion, and the spin of the chakra is corrected. It's exactly the right spin and balance. And then we move up into the next chakra. And again, the toroidal field is helping this alignment. And the energy that's coming in and down from below is creating this beautiful balance. It's like refined balance, as if nothing can push this over. And we go to the second chakra, and this little tiny orange dot, this bindi, if you will, this orange bindi, clicks right in your back. Just below your belly button, on the back though. And it's as if it just goes click. And as it does so, it expands a little bit, and it creates the spin to be the perfect speed and width and dimension and the correct direction. That's it. So you can feel those first two chakras are just whoosh, right in alignment. And then as you move up, we go to a little yellow bindi. And again, it clicks in right behind your abdomen, your upper abdomen, right in the back there. And it just finds this groove, and it goes click. And as it does so, again, it ignites the chakra to spin in the right direction at the perfect speed that creates the most nourishing and nurturing energy. That's it. And the perfect dimension, too. And you can feel that the chakras are in front and behind, spinning in the correct way. So you've got the first three chakras completely in alignment now. You notice that when it clicks into place, it also aligns straight down into the first, second, and third chakra now aligned. And now we go to the heart chakra, and there's this beautiful little green bindi. And it clicks in right to the, it's like aquamarine, it's gorgeous. And it finds this little groove right behind the heart in the back, and it just clicks into place, click. And as it does so, the light of it expands, and that chakra starts to spin at the perfect rate for you and your soul, and spins in the correct direction. That's it. You can feel the trumpet in front and behind you spinning, and you can feel the alignment now with the first four chakras up into the heart, just whoosh, just aligned. That's going to be hard for the transcription people. And then we move up into the throat chakra. And this beautiful blue bindi finds its way to the back of the throat, right in the back of the spine there. And it finds its place and it clicks right in, swoosh. And as it clicks in, there's a beautiful expansion of the light, and the chakra just spins perfectly at the right speed and capacity and dimension in the correct direction. And now you can feel as it clicked in, there's also this boop, 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 lining up of the chakras, the first through the sixth chakra, lines up, fifth chakra. And now we move into the third eye, but we're going to go right into the middle of the brain. If you know where the pineal gland is, that's where we're going. And this beautiful lavender, violet bindi finds that beautiful space and goes and clicks, click, right into space, right into alignment. And it clicks right down, all the way down, too. There's this, as each of the chakras align with each other. And as that third eye chakra clicks into place, there's this beautiful expansion of that violet light, and the chakra is spinning in the correct direction at the perfect width, the correct way and the perfect width. That's it. And now we feel the top chakra, which has a trumpet going up, and the first chakra, by the way, has a trumpet going down. When I say trumpet, it's kind of like this a wider oval. And so the white, pure white, divine bindi locks into place right on the crown, just towards, it's not where the, you know, where the little soft spot on the baby's head is, it's behind that. And it just locks into place. And as it does so, there's this wild energy of alignment as all of the chakras align and create this powerful energy that moves up. And we feel that chakra at the top open right up and spin in the correct direction. And it's both a receiving and a beckoning energy. And we can see that the energy coming in, the energy coming in from the bottom and from the top is now expanded. There's been an expansion as it at once opened up all the chakras and aligned them. And at the same time, it also created a portal of opening. The chakras themselves then created a portal of opening to receive more. So there you are in this beautiful alignment. You can feel the alignment now impacting your organs. You can feel the endocrine system respond with energy. The natural healing intelligence of the body wakes up and knows what to do. You can feel the compartmentalization of the systems of your body dissolve. And now the systems of your body are speaking to one another. The viscera are talking to each other. The endocrine system is talking to one another. The neurology is talking to one another. The biochemistry is changing and aligning with this aligned chakra system. The emotions are shifting into a place of calm and peace. As the chakras, we feel again that all of those bindis are aligned straight up, and that are the potency of the spin of our chakras and the dimension of them is in perfect balance. And that creates a balance in the physical body. It creates a balance in the thoughts. It creates a balance in the emotions. And we notice something else. The toroidal field is happening, which is the energy coming in and the energy coming from the bottom, creating this beautiful balance of the self-fulfilling cycle of energy that creates this natural power cell of you. It's like you're this never-ending energetic cycle of power. That's it. And as you feel that, something really wild is happening. Your wings are known to you. Your beautiful wings. You notice there's something where your shoulder blades are. Your wings expand. Your beautiful angel wings open up. They've been activated, turned on, ignited, and you're able to open your wings. And you can feel your chest open up as your wings open up. You can feel that your wings are connected to your heart and your wings are filled with this energy of love. And you can feel your wings spreading out. And as it does so, as your wings spread out, you can feel the tension in your neck and shoulders just relax. It's as if the tension in your neck and shoulder has been holding these wings at bay. And now it can relax as your wings spread wide. As your wings spread wide, and you feel you feel who you really are in this moment. You feel your power, your groundedness. You feel this beautiful energy creating this natural cycle of energetic rhythm that is you as this power cell. You can feel your wings spreading. And you can feel that you, in this moment, in this space of divinity, that you can fly. And you just take a moment, and you can feel the force of gravity is gone here. You can feel that the aligned chakras are fueling, are offering fuel for your capacity to fly. And you flap your wings a little bit. And you can feel the tension resolving. And as you flap your beautiful wings, you fly. And you fly over your life. And you see that it's just a journey. You fly over your circumstances and you see that they've nudged you to this moment. That you wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for the circumstances. So it nudged you to this moment. You see that there is some powerful soul unfolding afoot here for you in your life at this moment. You fly over whatever you want to fly over. You feel the freedom in that flight. And you bring yourself back to the white space. And you can fly a little bit more later, okay? And you can feel the freedom in that flight. And how cool that felt. And how powerful you are. And in this beautiful state of pure power of you, this winged goddess and God, you are not the God, you are a God of sorts. You feel that. You feel that toroidal field, just that the energy of the movement down and up on both sides of your body. You feel the chakras aligned. You feel your wings. You feel, yes, just yes, yes. And you now turn to all those little ones inside of you. You turn to all the walnuts that they represent. And you say to them, I've got this. You turn to all of those younger versions of you that got confused. And you just say, I've got this. And you say to them, I've got you. I've got your back. I'm in command here now. I've got this. I've got this. And you turn to your mind and you say, beautiful, amazing mind that has protected me for so many years. I've got this now. Look at me. Look at me. I've got this. You can hand the reins of command to me now because I've got this. And you can start to do what you love to do, beautiful mind. You can say to the little ones, I've got your back. I'm the adult in charge here. And look, and I'm balanced and I'm present. And I've got this. I've got this. I've got this. I'm in command. I am in command and I've got this. I am now the adult here. And I've got your back. You say to the little one, you say to the mind. And now, right beside you is your higher self. And you realize that in that moment with your wings that you are enmeshed and part of and with and in and as and through your higher self. And your higher self just smiles at you and says, you've got this. You've got this. You have got this. And you feel your wings stretch. And you feel that power cell that is you. You feel the aligned chakras spinning perfectly. And you say to yourself, I've got this. I have got this. I have got this. And now you and your little ones are looking at you like, I believe you. I believe you. And there's going to be some relationship building to do here, but this step what you've experienced here cannot be not known anymore. You know this. It can't be unknown, if you will. You can't unknow this. Your little ones get that, and you claim right now, I am that I am. I am in command of my life. I am that I am. Oh, man. My mascara is leaking. I am that I am. I've got this. I am powerful. And in the midst of your wings expanded and the beautiful tension that is releasing from your neck and shoulder and back, and the chakras that are aligned that are creating beautiful healing in your physical body, and your emotional body, and your mental body. As you feel all of that, you also recognize and remember that you are on an amazing journey here at this time. And that you are a catalyst for change. You are part of the 10% that is changing it for everyone. And that you have responsibility there. And the only responsibility is you now have the ability to respond. That's it. There's no burden here. There's just you in your space, in your power. That's it, right there. And in your space and your grand power now, you're going to just be, and by being, you're going to change the circumstances of your life, the circumstances of your friends and family's life, without having to do anything. It's no longer about doing to receive, it's about being. So before, what we did was we would do to get. This is in the money and prosperity one. And now it's time to be, to receive. And what's different now in this moment is that you are giving by being you. By being you, you are giving. Can you feel that? You know, you've got these special glasses on. You can see that there's a ripple effect happening from you in this moment of balance and harmony and power. that there's a ripple effect going out into the universe. And we know that we have this web that we are connected to. And when we spread our wings, there was a ping in the universe. There was a ping on the planet. And that 10% is doing its work. We are the 10% that is doing what's needed at this time. So just feel the still point of this moment. Feel the reverence and sacredness of this beautiful moment, of your ignition, of you remembering your divine heritage, of you remembering who you are. That's it. Beautiful. 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 And I think that's a wrap. I always cry at the end of these 21 days. I'm going to miss you guys. Thank you for trusting me with your journey. Thank you for traveling the path with me for a little while. I'm really honored to know you, to see you, to love you. I'm so honored that we got to play together. Really, truly privileged. You are the most amazing souls, seriously. And go out and live a life that is fully you now. Live a life that is fully you now. I'm going to do the same. And know that we're going to be doing the attunements this week. For those of you who are watching this in the future, you may have already experienced the attunements. I hope they were great. I know they will be. So that's coming up this week. And, of course, we have a bonus call where I'm going to do one-on-one healing work. So it's just going to be straight up STT for about an hour to 90 minutes. And, for those who are watching this in the future, that's already there waiting for you. Thank you for being on this journey with me. And for those who registered for the attunements, and for those who didn't and want to, watch your email. I'll be sending an email, I think tomorrow, with all the details for how you can register for that. And thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being part of this journey. Thank you for every single day. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. And you brought all of this forth. And you know, I'm going to finish with this. I am you speaking to you. You got that? I am you speaking to you. And I'm saying, I love you. Well done. Here we go. Here we go. Have a great life. Have a great time. And hopefully our journey will continue. Much love, everyone. Bye-bye.